Hi, I'm Sydney Rogers, and welcome to another edition of FLX Weekly here at FingerLakes1.com. We are live inside the FingerLakes1.com studios. It is February 19th, 2020. I am joined by Jim Senecropi and from the St. Mary's Church in Auburn, Ann Heisman, to talk about the Mardi Gras Carnival going on. But first, today's show is brought to you by something new this year. If you come and celebrate your birthday at Woody's Bar and Grill in the Quality Inn between Seneca Falls and Waterloo, you can dine at Woody's on your birthday and receive a dozen free Blue Bayou chicken wings to help you celebrate. Chef Marshall's Blue Bayou chicken wings have been named the best buffalo wing, and Woody's wants to share them with you on your birthday.
For free.
For free. Yes, a dozen free of charge chicken wings, Blue Bayou. You can mention the promo code FL1 birthday wings to take advantage of this offer, and you can call 315-220-8250 to make reservations for your birthday dinner.
Do you know I have a birthday coming up tomorrow?
Who? You! Oh my God, that's so perfect. Wow. See, I didn't even think about that, but happy early birthday. We'll say it to you. Be the first ones to say it here.
Yes, happy birthday.
Yes, and
FL1
welcome.
Birthday wings.
FL1 birthday wings. You should probably take advantage of those tomorrow. But welcome, Anne. You're going to tell us about the Mardi Gras Carnival that's coming on. That's why we're so festive. Yeah. I feel like we're right in New Orleans right now with your beautiful outfit.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I would love to be in New Orleans. It'd probably be a lot warmer than here.
Warm. Sure would.
But we're hoping, though, to bring that festival atmosphere to the Finger Lakes this Saturday at the Finger Lakes Mall. We have activities for kids and adults. We have everything from races for kids and adults to do together, three-legged races, wheelbarrow races. We have cornhole for the adults to play later. We have karaoke early in the day. We have Exerica playing in the evening.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, lots of food. We have
St. Mary's Church in Auburn is putting this on.
We're sponsoring this, yes. So we wanted to do a huge community event. Our priest, Father Leoy, he believes that to truly celebrate Lent, you must first get everything out of your system with a really good Mardi Gras party. So we are throwing the biggest Mardi Gras carnival that we can.
I love that. And who are some of the vendors that you guys will be having? I know there's probably a lot.
There are a lot. We have about 25 right now. I think one of the favorites is Sacred Heart is bringing their cannolis, which I understand are fabulous, and they sell out major events in the area. We have Cobblestone Coffee is going to be there. We got Silver Street Kettle Corn. We also have a cotton candy vendor. We have a wine slushy vendor that's going to be there.
Got to have that.
Yes, got to have that. And then there's a Jamaican Queen food, which is going to be wonderful because that sort of has that New Orleans theme to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jamaican Queen food.
Yeah, she's a food truck out of Auburn.
Oh, okay.
Wow, yeah. I've never heard of her. That sounds amazing, though.
Yeah, she's very sought after. We were very lucky to get her to actually agree to come, so we're very happy.
And this is Saturday from when to when?
It's from 2 o'clock to 9 p.m.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's a little bit of a day. We have a huge parade at 5 o'clock where we're going to go through the entire ball. We have a giant dragon's head to lead the parade.
That's exciting.
And like 144 kazoos, so the first 144 people in the parade get a kazoo.
Ooh, that'll be noisy for sure.
It will be.
Where is the main event? Is it in the middle of the mall, by the food court, or I don't know exactly where you're having it all?
It's in the event center, which is northwest corner of the mall, so it's where Spirit of Halloween normally is.
Oh, okay. Yep. So I didn't even know that that was a thing, an event center thing that they had there, did you?
At the Finger Lakes Mall.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's huge.
I guess they do have a lot of events. I just never knew where they had them.
Yeah, that's where they have it. So we have the outside entrance and the inside entrance, so whichever people want to come to.
Cool.
Which will make it nice.
Awesome. Yeah. Is this the first time that you guys are doing this?
It is the first time, so we're a little bit nervous because it is such a huge event, but yeah, we're very excited because we have so much going on, so many things for people to do. So I think it's going to be a fun day to get out of the house.
Absolutely.
Beat the winter blues.
Exactly. That's what we're hoping for, is beat those winter blues.
It's been wintry this week.
It sure has, but that's okay. Yeah. I'm trying to think what other things will be going on, because I know you have a list full of an itinerary of what's going on every hour.
We do. We're starting out with Make Your Own Mask for the Kids.
Oh, awesome.
And at 3 o'clock. So we have the Mardi Gras games, which I think is going to be a lot of fun because we're thinking parent-child or maybe, you know, favorite adult and child races. So there'll be the three-legged race, the wheelbarrow race. We have an egg toss, so that could get messy.
Mm-hmm. Jeez.
And then we're doing a relay race where you have the egg on the spoon, and that's for two kids and two adults for the relay teams. So, yeah, those are going to be a lot of fun. And then, like I said, we got the parade through the mall. We have a cake and basket raffle going on the whole time, along with a silent auction. And then there's karaoke early in the day. That's from, I want to say it's from 2 to 5. So anybody can go up there and try their singing voices out. So
Sydney loves to sing karaoke.
How did you know? And I really do. I think it would be great. With all the events going on and the raffles and the silent auctions, what is the money being raised for and going towards?
It is going towards St. Mary's Church just to help us, you know, complete our mission of service to the community.
Awesome. Yeah. And I hope it's something that goes really well that you guys can continue to do, because there really isn't many things that's as kid-friendly around here when it comes to Mardi Gras, I feel
it's a precursor to Fat Tuesday next week when Mardi Gras starts down in New Orleans.
Well, it'll end. Actually, right now, Mardi Gras is on Fat Tuesday. Yes, it's in full swing in New Orleans right now. If you go online and look, they're doing all their parades. They have multiple parades a day.
They've
been posting pictures like crazy, but Tuesday at midnight, it's done.
That's so random.
Do you think they have an egg toss?
Oh, they do all sorts of things. They're tossing beads. I know that.
Right.
Definitely. Yeah. I think it would be awesome to go down there during Mardi Gras. It would probably be very hectic, but
I'm sure it would be. It would be fun.
Has any of the priests gone down there for Mardi Gras?
I don't know if they've been down there during Mardi Gras. It wouldn't surprise me. They'd like to have fun.
Get it out of their system before Lent. That's coming right before we know it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Fish fries.
Yes. Yep. I can't wait for some fish fries.
But do you give up anything for Lent?
I think I've done it, like, really, like, stuck to it twice in my life. But I say I'm going to give up something, and then sometimes I forget or I don't think to do it.
I never know
what to really give up. Like, people always say, you know, junk food, soda.
I could give you a list of, like, five things.
Oh, like what? Using my cell
alcohol.
Phone. Oh, no.
That's why we have slushies, so you can get all those. And there'll be beer, too, so you can get that out of your system before.
Are you giving up anything for Lent this year?
I don't know.
See,
I don't like giving things up for anything. I like to do what I want
to
do.
I try to. Like, my grandpa always, like, tries to ask us, like, what we're going to give up. But it's hard to think because I'm like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I want to do. And how many days does...
40.
Yeah, I was going to say 40 days.
It's a long time to give something up.
It would turn into a habit. Usually they say after 30 days something turns into a habit. So whatever I gave up, maybe I wouldn't like as much after, and then I'd be sad.
That could be.
Like giving up mashed potatoes, and then not liking mashed potatoes after the 40 days, I would be sad about that.
Well, that would be crazy.
That would be.
But anyway, so the Mardi Gras party, or the Mardi Gras carnival, is going on Saturday. It starts at 2.
Yep.
Where can people get more information?
They can go to Facebook to Mardi Gras Carnival 2020, and it should pop right up. If you put in hashtag Mardi Gras Auburn, it should also come up.
Oh, okay. So. Yeah, I did look at that before you came, and there's a lot of information on there. You can find out everything that's going on, exact hour, if you only want to go for certain things.
Yes, definitely. That's why we have that schedule up there, so you can pick and choose when you want to be there.
Well, we wish you the best in your first Mardi Gras Carnival, and we hope that there's many years to come with that.
Oh, thank you. I hope so, too.
Now we're going to bring you with us. We're going to bring you along and pick our photo of the week.
Okay.
And we're going to start it off right away with a view along the outlet in Penn Yan. This shot by Tina Fenton. That one is too cold for me.
They're all going to be a little wintry this week, I think.
Yeah, that's not fun.
Which is fine.
I know, some are very beautiful still. Now, a photo of Cayuga Lake by Marsha Jensen from February 8th.
Oh, I've been on that road. Oh,
is that Ernsberger Road?
Cayuga? Or Cayuga?
Cayuga.
Yeah, then that probably is Ernsberger Road.
Okay. I used to have friends that live
there. There's a few
there.
Roads that do that.
Yeah,
oh, there's a few that do
there's
that.
Definitely a few, but I just think of that one every time because it's like a childhood memory. Anyways, next
you spent a lot of childhood on Ernsberger Road?
Yeah, we call it Cheeseburger Road. Felicia and Taylor used to live on that road, so that we lived there for a while, pretty much. Next up is a fresh blanket of snow on Valentine's Day. This photo of a tree by Chris Trine. Oh, that's cute with the little pops of color.
That is. Somebody took some time to decorate the tree
for
Valentine's
Day.
They sure
did. Out in the cold. Good for them.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell, but there's a lake out there, Owasco, last weekend by Anthony Colucci.
I like that one.
Ooh, that's pretty. An awesome photo. I like it because that sun, you can see that glow.
Yeah. Well, it's just hard to believe how different that will look in 3 months from now, or 4 or 5 months, you know, just a
that
total
is pretty
contrast.
I like that.
That is very pretty.
There's so much ice on Sodus Bay that it looks like a little pond in the middle. This shot was captured by Bruce Farrington. I guess if you look way out,
it's
there
way out, yeah,
in the darker blue, yeah, I guess it does look like a little pond with a bunch of snow. An illusion for sure. I love it.
Yep.
Jeffrey Winter captured this awesome shot of the sun peeking through the clouds over Canandaigua Lake.
Wow.
Beautiful. Love the rays on that.
Yeah, that one is spectacular.
A wintry scene in the Finger Lakes, a little snowy, a little foggy. This photo by Todd Tanner.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
That looks like a... Who does that photo look like?
The Shelley Landon photo?
Yeah, it sure does.
Well,
with the red.
Anytime you can get nice red barns contrasted against white snowfall, it really... Yep. Looks good. I mean, that could be the cover of a Country Living magazine.
For sure.
Definitely could.
Snow-covered Canisius Lake and trees around. Photo by Rich Engelbreck.
Jeez.
Oh, that's pretty.
See, I do love when it looks like that, though.
Yep.
When, like, the snow is perfectly placed on the branches.
For this past bout of winter weather, we've had that heavy, wet snow that's stuck, like, all day long on the trees.
Or the ice.
Oh, the ice was beautiful on the trees.
Yeah. A Sunday afternoon view from the Harder Erie Canalway Trailhead Park just west of Newark shows a cold and lonely bike trail and frozen Erie Canal. This photo by Robert Stopper. That's a cool photo, too.
Yeah, it's really pretty.
Oh, man, how are we going to choose?
I don't know.
Fresh snow, some drifts, and a little bit of hazy sunshine that makes for a nice afternoon in Benton. This photo was submitted by Tina Fenton.
Tina Fenton submitting photos from Benton.
Yeah.
At Yates County for all
I
you local
it.
Geography buffs.
Yeah, I actually know only because I go through it often, or I would never know where the town of Benton is. That's beautiful.
Tina Fenton knows where Benton is.
She sure does. A black and white shot of the tree on River Road as you're entering Waterloo by Mike Calabrese. My favorite tree!
Oh,
this is literally my favorite tree. I've said it forever.
It's your favorite tree. What do you like about it?
When you're passing it, I don't know. I just love it. It looks very cool, especially like when it's like the sun sets in the background and it's got like the black silhouette.
Do you have a favorite tree, Ann?
I did, but unfortunately we had to take it down.
Oh, see? Did you
because have, of it died? Or
it was, yeah, it was well over 300 years old and it split in the center. It was about to go down and squish our house. So.
Oh, yeah, I guess you'd have to take it down. But see, it's not weird to have a favorite tree. Maybe you're the outcast,
Jim. I didn't say it was weird. I have a favorite tree, too.
You do? What is it?
It's the 11th tree at Seneca Falls Country Club. It's an old oak tree. It's in the fairway.
I love it. I think you've said that before, so I actually do know that you're being serious.
It's my favorite tree.
We all have a favorite tree here. So back to the photos. A steamy but cold day on Owasco. Photo taken by Kathy McLaughlin.
McLaughlin, you got it. Yeah.
Well, that's a pretty picture, too.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, no, there's a lot.
Okay.
When the snow stopped at Hoops Park. Photo by Todd Tanner. Yeah, that's pretty.
That's
pretty tranquil.
It's in Auburn.
That's like
Hoops Park in Auburn.
Nice. Yeah. I did not know that.
Yeah, it's in Auburn. That's travel brochure worthy.
Yeah.
Yes.
A lot of them for sure like that. A neat ice formation as the cold and warm continues on Canandaigua Lake. This photo captured by Steph Ann.
Nice.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's definitely in Canandaigua because I see that little,
the little house on the water. Yep.
And last but not least, this is another shot from Canisius by Rich Engelbrecht. This one of some redheads.
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
Ducks.
No way.
They look like zombie ducks.
Oh, yeah, that's
cute.
Scary in a way. Their eyes are like yellow. That is cool, but when I looked up, I literally didn't think it was real.
Well, if the birds ever decided to get together and coordinate, they could definitely cause, you know, maybe eliminate humankind. Yeah,
wow.
Take over the planet for their own.
There are some mean ones there.
I think there's a few movies about that.
Birds.
The bird.
Maybe. Maybe being one of them. Uh-oh. So now what we do is you have to pick your favorite, and we're going to put you on the spot first and make you choose.
Well, I think being the Farm Bureau president for Seneca County, I have to go with the one with the red barns.
Oh, okay. The Shelley Lanning looking one, but it was actually done by, let me look, Todd Tanner this week. What am I going to go with? There's so many of them. I think I starred almost all of them. So
that's your problem.
I know.
Just pick your favorite.
I can't. I love them all.
Well, you star one, and then if the next one you like better, then you eliminate the previous star and go with the one you like.
I know what I'm going to go with. I'm going to go with Tina Fenton's photo from Benton.
Tina Fenton from Benton. I was going to choose a different one, but I have to break the tie, so I will go with our guest and choose the those beautiful red barns.
Yeah,
I love that. And that photo, again, was by Todd Tanner. And there were a million great photos this week. If you would like to share your local photos from across the region, the Finger Lakes region, you can click on the link in the submit content section at the bottom right of our homepage at fingerlakes1.com.
So it is pretty cool how even in the winter, like this time of year is the dreariest part of the time to live in the upstate New York. But maybe some of the best photos we get all year.
That is true.
The past couple weeks, they've been amazing.
They really have, especially with like the snow and the sunsets, putting those ones together. Those are beautiful. Mm-hmm. But now I would like you to tell us what our weather forecast looks like so we can figure out what the weekend's going to be.
Okay, so start with Friday, sunny with a high near 31.
Okay.
It's going to be a little windy, though. Wind's going to be coming out of the southwest. Then it'll get down into about low 20s overnight. Then Saturday for the big Mardi Gras, although you're indoors. So,
we're indoors.
But you don't have any like to worry about any major winter storms that are going to wipe it out.
Yes, we're worried about that. We've been praying.
It's going to be a beautiful day.
All right.
Sunny with a high near 42.
Oh.
Nice.
On Saturday. Saturday night, mostly clear, getting down to about 26 degrees. And then Sunday, which is actually my pick day, sunny with a high near 44.
Nice.
So this is not going to be your typical February weekend weather. It's going to be more like late March.
I'm okay with that.
Nice.
And so all the snow we got by the end of Sunday should be mostly gone if we're going to be getting into the low 40s and have a lot of sun. Then coming back to work on Monday, really coming back to work for a lot of people who've had the week off the school schools for President's Week, 40% chance of rain. Mostly cloudy, high of 42, so staying warm.
Wow.
Nice.
So, good.
So, that's good. That means you don't have to worry about people not wanting to come out because of the bad weather. It gives them something maybe they'll want to do more because they're like, the sun's out. Let's go do something. Let's go celebrate Mardi Gras.
I'm hoping that they will. I'm so glad the weather's going to be good.
That is awesome. We have a few live webcasts coming up this weekend as well, too. Well, end of the week.
High school basketball sectionals are about to start. Last night we had a great game in Geneva, Waterloo. Geneva beat Waterloo to take the Class B1 top seed.
Oh.
And then, so that was the last game for Geneva. Waterloo plays again Thursday. Tonight we're going to be in South Seneca for Romulus Girls versus South Seneca Girls.
Ooh.
Big rivalry game.
Yeah.
South Seneca's been pretty dominant the past 5-6 years, but Romulus has the better team this year. I think it's been like 10, 12 in a row for South Seneca girls. But Romulus has a chance tonight. Dave Barnacle will be on the call for that one. You can watch it live beginning at about 7:25 p.m. And then the regular season ends officially on Thursday.
Crazy.
Brackets come out Friday. So you're talking about 16, 17, 18 different tournaments for all the classifications for boys and girls. Sunday morning, I'll be in here with Kevin Sharp and a couple other panelists that we haven't nailed down yet. We're going to preview all the sectionals. We're going to announce where we're going to be for the first week of sectionals for our live streams on FO1 Radio. And that's one of the most popular podcasts of the year. That's done out of the studio.
It's already here again. It's
10 a.m. Sunday, sectional previews.
Wow.
And then we go crazy around here for the next 3-4 weeks.
Yep.
And we'll follow any local team from the Wayne Finger Lakes as far as they go. I've been to the New York State Girls Basketball Final Four for 4 years in a row now.
Nice. That's awesome. Let's keep
South
it
Seneca.
Up.
Four years ago, South Seneca, they won it all that year. The next year, South Seneca and Watkins Glen, where Watkins Glen won it all. The next year was Mid Lakes and just Mid Lakes or Mid Lakes and South Seneca too. Can't remember. And then
way far back. I can't remember.
Just Mid Lakes last year. So
wow,
we'll see who goes. And they're all girls teams. A boy, the boys team hasn't been to the New York State Final Four in some time.
They need to step it up. Then they go do. Girls. Look at us.
I know. Hey.
So awesome. Other than your big day Saturday, do you have any other plans for this weekend, or is that your sole focus?
Rest on Sunday, prepare on Friday?
Well, we have to prepare on Friday and clean up on Sunday.
So your weekend's pretty set.
I think my weekend is pretty set, though I still have to take care of everything on the farm.
Oh, yeah, so, because you also own a farm, correct?
I own Meadville Farm, so yeah, and the Petting Zoo, which I know a lot of people around here probably remember from when we were doing all the activities, those goats are still around. They're retired now, but they still need to be taken care of.
They still need to be fed. And,
So you have to make room for that, because I'm sure you'll be there, what, all Saturday? Will you be at the festival from the start to the finish?
I'll probably be there from 9 a.m. until the finish, so I'm figuring I'll make sure I take care of the goats before I leave, and then, you know, like 11 o'clock or something, then Saturday
night
I'll be on the barn again.
What what's the main thing that you're producing at the farm nowadays?
Nowadays, actually, I have a sort of an interesting project. I am trying to grow local chocolate. So I have 30 chocolate trees that are in controlled agriculture right now.
Chocolate trees?
That's
chocolate.
Awesome.
So the cocoa trees is the proper name, but they produce chocolate.
They can also produce cocaine, right?
What?
I don't know if that's true, but it might be. I don't know if it's the same
exact
variety.
It's just processed a different way.
Wow. That must be a movie that you've seen before that does that.
Yeah. Well, so. Didn't have to throw you off track there.
Yeah, that's all right. So, yeah, so we're actually, I'm at this point, I've met with researchers at Penn State, and the big goal now is just to find a good source of trees so I can actually expand up.
And outside, not in a greenhouse? But
they have to be during the greenhouse.
Yeah, okay. Because normally they're grown in, like, a warmer climate in South America.
That's awesome.
Right along the equator only.
Wow.
Would you be, like, the only one around here doing that?
Only one probably in the world that's doing it in controlled agriculture at a commercial capacity.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
It is exciting. So now I just got to get that source of trees. So that has been the sticking point is to get
so at that
trees.
Point, would you then take the product and make it into actual chocolate or sell it to people? Like what would be the...
Probably a little bit of both. Okay. So at least make it into raw chocolate products. But I envision a tasting room on the east shore of Seneca Lake.
Yeah.
So you'd have your glass of wine, your chocolate, and watch the sunset.
Yeah. Okay,
locally
I'm ready
grown
for that.
Chocolate.
Yeah. Locally grown chocolate. So that's been my project. Yeah.
How long have you been working on this now?
I'm in my third year, so I'm to the point now where proof of concept has worked. The trees do stay alive. You can make it happen. So.
And are they producing?
They're starting to. Wow. Yeah. We're to that point now.
Is it that an annual harvest? Like they come, or is it constant?
It's a constant, but it takes 7 to 9 months for a pod to grow.
Okay. Wow.
And I guess they tend to like to produce heavier in October, but they will produce year-round. So.
Well, that's just in time for Halloween.
It is,
The most.
That is so cool.
Halloween or Valentine's Day are the two chocolate holidays.
They sure are.
They are, definitely.
We're going to, and Easter. You're forgetting Easter. Easter is
oh,
a lot
yeah, Easter too. Yeah, there's a high demand for chocolate throughout the year.
There is.
And having a local chocolate person, we're going to have to follow along with that. We got kind of off track of the Mardi Gras Carnival.
Yeah, keep us posted on that. We'll have you back when you have some big news to share with that, because that's pretty interesting.
I'd be okay with trying whatever chocolate you want us to try, too.
Well, thank you. I was going to say, I have Claire from down the Rue Claire. She's actually going to be the lead chocolatier for the
project. She is a great local chocolatier who's been in the studio before. She was on Hero Weber show.
Wow. Yeah. I would love to be in the business of chocolate. I think that would be very exciting.
Somebody don't like your job here?
I love my job here. Maybe just a side hustle of chocolate, and I can be the taste tester if you need that.
That's important.
You know, I don't think there's much bad chocolate out there.
A couple things I do with chocolate.
Yeah.
If I make chili, I put chocolate in chili. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Sometimes Nestle Quick.
Okay.
Is what I use to get that chocolate flavor. It's something unique. It was a secret ingredient that's not so secret anymore, I guess.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go tell the world.
what else? I like to make hot chocolate at home with milk on the stovetop.
Yep.
Oh, on the stove.
A little touch of cinnamon. this time of year, not in the hot summer, but in the winter. What else? Chocolate. Those are my two favorite things to do with chocolate.
See, now when we had the pumpkin patch, I had it was a Mr. Coffee machine that made fluffy hot cocoa. You put the milk in, and I used Nestle's Quick. That was my secret. I tried all different ways to flavor it, and Nestle's Quick.
Nestle's Quick is good. It's just it got that. If you don't mix it good enough, it's got that chalkiness to it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I like when I make the hot chocolate, it's got the chunks of chocolate at the bottom from not stirring it too well.
Some people make hot chocolate with the Hershey's squeeze bottle.
Oh,
yeah. Yep, I tried that. It wasn't as good as the Quick.
You know where I source my chocolate from now?
Yeah.
Penzies. Have you ever heard of Penzies?
Penzies Spice of them, Company. Yeah,
they have great chocolate. specifically made for hot chocolate, too.
Wow, nice.
Well, hopefully you can outdo them.
I hope so.
And turn it into a great local venture. But I wanted to touch base one last time on when everything's going on, where we can get more information, and where they have to go for all the fun.
Okay, so it is Saturday, which is the 22nd, 2 to 9 p.m., the Event Center at the Finger Lakes Mall, which again is the northwest side. It's where Spirit of Halloween is in the fall.
Northwest by the old J.C. Penney's?
Sears.
Right.
By old Sears store. So it's where the RV place is. So it's up by the RV place.
Right.
Yep. So you enter, if you're coming in from the outside, you'd enter from the back side of the mall. Mm-hmm. And the entrance inside the mall, of course, will be open. If you go to Mardi Gras Carnival 2020 on Facebook, you can find more information, or you can do hashtag Mardi Gras Auburn, and it will come up. So.
And all the benefits will go to the St. Mary's Church in Auburn.
They will. So
exciting.
Very excited, actually.
Yeah, I'm excited for you guys. I really hope that it, you know, is something that you can continue to do, because I think it sounds like a lot of fun, especially for the kids.
Yes.
With all the different fun relay races and stuff. Get them out of the house. Not so stir crazy in the winter.
Yeah, no, those kids have had the week off of school. They
they don't want to go back.
Right.
So they'll have one last hoorah as well.
That's right.
One last hoorah.
Yeah. I don't know. What. Do you have anything going on this weekend?
It's my birthday.
Oh, yeah.
It's your birthday. You're going to get your wings.
I have to go Thursday to Woody's. I think Saturday going out somewhere. To dinner with, and I think that it's going to be like 14 people maybe.
Nice.
Extended it to a lot of my friends and a lot of them are able. I wanted to go to the Osteria Salina in Auburn, but with such a big party, we might try to get like a room at Portico, one of those rooms at Portico something. I don't know.
Going with the flow.
I said I wanted to go to Osteria, and apparently we're not. So
it's only your birthday.
I know.
Well, this weekend I'm celebrating Liam's 9th birthday.
What day is his birthday?
His birthday was the 13th of February. Okay. So he's a. I like to call him a Valentine's Day baby, even though he's not. And we're having a full-out Buffalo Bills-themed birthday party.
Oh, fun.
Nice.
Yeah, it'll be interesting because no one in my household loves Buffalo Bills except for Liam, so he's the rebel.
It's his birthday.
Yeah, that's what he wants.
It's not like my wife planned my birthday party. I said I want to go to the Osteria, and now we're going to somewhere else.
Well, maybe
it'll be like you saying, we'll have a Buffalo Bills party, and then they show up and it's like the Miami Dolphins.
Well, I think so. We'll be doing a lot of Let's Go Buffalo this weekend, but that's my big thing that's going on, and I think that's it.
Yeah, good show.
Yeah, that was a good show. Thank you for coming on and telling us about the event. And
let us know about that. You're growing chocolate trees.
I know.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
That really is so big. I can't wait. We're gonna definitely stay updated with you so we can know. We're going to be the first ones too, okay? And that's all the time we have. Perfect timing.
Thanks, Ann.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us today. If you enjoyed the show, you can click like, you can share with your friends, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. We'll be back, of course, next Wednesday. And until then, you can have a great weekend here in the Finger Lakes.